I don't know if people deny or what, that we live in a present evil world. And so when things happen, like this happens, like, it's kind of surprising to people that don't, that aren't in touch with reality, that this world is horrible. You know, it's a mess.
Yeah. We've talked about that before, about being in touch with reality. And the other way to say that is knowing the truth. When you know the truth, you know a reality that, quite frankly, you can't recognize just by looking at the world. You have to hear it from God's Word. And it tells us we live in a present evil world. The Bible alone tells us the reality of sin. And so when we see evil actions, we know that comes from sin in them, you know, in wicked people. That's not never the world's explanation, you know. It's a quandary. Why? Well, I don't say they don't have a response, but, you know, people think about ISIS and they say, well, why do they do what they do? And rarely will you hear it in a lot of the media that it's doctrinal, that's religious, because they don't have a doctrinal answer. They'll say it's religion, but it's fundamentalist religion is what they'll blame it on. And so they'll use that as an excuse to say, this is why you can't be fundamentalist of any religion. And so they use their fundamental religion against Christian fundamentalism. And so they'll attack you, saying you can't take your Bible literally. Because see what happens when you do? They took their book literally and they're killing people. You say, well, they're two different books. They just don't have the time to read both of them. You know, the Quran, Islam teaches that the Bible is a holy book, just like their Quran. So like the Mormons who teach the Bible plus the Book of Mormon, the Muslims teach the Bible plus the Quran. Unfortunately, Muslims don't study the Bible as much as the Quran. And if they did, they'd see, if they understood the Bible as we study it out, that God changed what he was doing. He was no longer working through Israel or the prophets, but had ushered in dispensation of grace. And Paul's dispensation of grace, the revelation of the mystery, is totally contrary to anything the Quran teaches about what's going on today.
Apparently you can read whatever you want to into the Quran as well.
Yeah, well, you know, and the book is totally written in the Bible.
Just like non-saved Christians can read.
Right.
I'm going to say
right.
Things in our Bible that are horrible.
You're right. So we have different interpretations of the Bible, but coming back to the revelation of the mystery and the truth of that, when Christians don't see it, they're trying to build a kingdom. And Muslims don't see it. And what are they doing? Trying to build a kingdom. It's a failure to see the revelation of the mystery of Christ. That's the cause of so much confusion in the world, not just in Christianity, but the world. You know, so if Jews, if Muslims, if Christians would see the fellowship of the mystery of Christ and that it was hid from the beginning of the world, but now it's made known what God is doing, there wouldn't be those problems. I mean, and that's the Christian response. Muslims do not know what God is doing. You know, they think that God is judging their works every night with scales on whether they did good or bad. That's contrary to the dispensation of the grace of God. You know, forget just work salvation versus grace salvation. I mean, they don't know the mystery, you see. They don't understand God's manifold wisdom. And that's not to make you sound pretentious or conceited, but simply that what we study here matters, you see. It's not simply just finding out some curious thing in the Bible. It matters for how we see and act in the world, you know, in the cause of these confusions. So, and you see in Christianity, too, even though they don't follow the Quran, and so they may or may not invoke a more militant view of conquering the world, there are Christians who teach dominionism, you know, and there are people who put Bible verses on the barrels of their guns, as we read about, you know, a couple years ago, you know, because they think they are God's, you know, avengers in the church, and that's what the Christians are supposed to do. So it falls on both sides of the battle. But any other comments, any questions about this or what's going on? Anything you guys got? It's interesting stuff. It seems like if you read the headlines long enough, it'll really depress you, which is why I think maybe it's more worth your time to spend your time in God's Word or in prayer and helping people or doing ministry work. It can be discouraging to see the present evil world and dwell on that all the time. It can be discouraging to when you start digging deep into doctrine and seeing all the doctrinal problems in churches. That's discouraging, you know. And so when you want to be encouraged, what you do is you consider the people sitting around you, folks. You consider the church. You consider what we're doing here. Consider people who've been saved, how your life has been affected. Consider what God has done and what he has done to give you all spiritual blessings that Jeremy covered so eloquently a couple weeks ago. You know, and the salvation and the grace he has given to the people that have received it. Paul says he finds his joy in the church, in the members of the body of Christ, and what God has done for them. And so when you're feeling discouraged about, well, this world's hopeless, and, you know, the churches are hopeless, well, look at what he's done. You see, in you and in those around you, and look at the opportunity we have to do good. Go back to the gospel. It's just as simple as you and another person. It's not you and the world. It's you and your friends, the people you talk to one-on-one. You can get people saved by preaching the gospel, the truth. It's that simple. And that is real change. You know, just like I said a moment ago, talking about the political battles in the world, the answer is the revelation of the mystery. And you think, well, that's just Justin's hobby horse. It's not. That's the answer. And so really the answer, even though they're trying to stop the symptoms of the problem with the government and stopping the wicked acts and that sort of thing, the real root problem is that people do not have Christ. They do not trust the gospel. They don't know God's word. And you are the ambassador of that. You can preach God's word, teach God's word to people, correct the confusions, and change the tide of society. You can do that, you know, bit by bit. So that's a very encouraging thing. And that's another reason why we meet here, to help us do that better and to encourage each other that, hey, there's other people that think like this too, which is a great encouragement. Okay, so anyway, I say all that just hopefully to squelch any sense of doubt and fear that we have, that you may have this last week because of the issues in the headlines. Horrible events. But as Myron said, we live in a present evil world.